This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A federal judge threw out a sheriff's lawsuit challenging the state's immigration laws. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
This was a counter lawsuit filed by the Mesa County Sheriff against the state attorney general. Last year, state officials sued a Mesa County deputy after he tipped off ICE about a woman he had pulled over on a traffic stop. He believed she was potentially in the country without status. State law bans local law enforcement from cooperating with ICE in immigration arrests and detentions. A judge threw out the suit on standing, and Mesa County officials say they're going to tailor their training moving forward on what happened. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Some animals and livestock are returning home after they were evacuated due to the Aspen Acres fire. KRCC's Orion Sankel has more.
The Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo housed over 1,300 animals and livestock over the last few weeks, including horses, cattle, and poultry. During that time, a baby goat was born. Volunteers, veterinary responders, and fairground staff cared for the animals. The fire is still burning, and residents of Rye remain evacuated. Orion Sankel, KRCC News.
Vail Resorts is rolling out changes in hopes of bringing skiers and riders back to its mountains after a dismal winter. The company says it's improving its food offerings with gourmet burgers and chili. They'll also introduce, quote, white glove amenities for gear rentals and private lessons. The multi-pronged effort to improve the visitor experience comes after the company saw traffic to its North American resorts drop by 15% last year. This is CPR News. Showers and storms will develop over the mountains this afternoon and could reach the I-25 corridor by late afternoon or this evening.